A shadowy figure, man-like in size and shape, stepped onto the trail ahead of him. At first, the millennialist thought it was a figment of his overactive imagination. His fingers wrapped around the black rubber grips of his .45 caliber revolver as he realized it was more than just a phantom. Gleaming yellow eyes, partially obscured by a silhouetted hood, flashed as the figure's nod acknowledged Fargo's attention.
Have you not listened to the men you have enslaved? Why do you come here?
I come to you representing the Millennial Consortium. I'm here to make contact with the keepers of a trove reported in this area. We are a peaceful group, seeking to negotiate a deal with you.
You're well armed for a mission of peace.
I'd be a fool to come unarmed into a nation filled with tribal feuds and bandits. And in the south, there are violent cultists.
They call themselves the Nagas. They believe themselves to be like unto us.
The shadowed, amber-eyed stranger was not alone. Odds were that the expedition was surrounded. Fargo glanced back to the Coleco-toting millennialist enforcers and nodded.
This can either be peaceful or painful. Your choice, stranger.
Please. We seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot.
The tall figure stepped into a shaft of sunlight, piercing down from the forest canopy.
My name is Durga, Prince of the True Blooded Naga.
Fargo watched Durga flip back the hood of his long, formless black cloak. Durga's head and slender neck were blended into a flat, powerful sheet of muscle that instantly solidified the truth of the legendary Cobra Man of India. Save for the folds of his cloak that clung to broad, powerful shoulders, Durga was naked to the waist, his chest laden with large, segmented plates in a paler hue than the scales that adorned his arms, face, and ribs. The belly armor was the color of age-stained bone, while the smaller, finer scales glimmered metallic blue and green, shimmering almost like silk. The Cobra Man's yellow eyes remained locked on Fargo, and his thin, scaled lips were turned up at the corners in bemusement.
Brothers, step out and introduce yourselves. Slowly and politely.
Perhaps as many as 30 similarly cloaked figures strode from the shadows of the trees. Like their self-proclaimed true-blooded prince, they were lean, slender figures. All were hairless, though not all of them had the perfect sheens of snake-like armor that their leader sported. On the Naga men who weren't completely reptilian, bared patches of human flesh seemed like swollen, discolored rashes rather than normal sunburned flesh. Scales twinkled like dew-wet grass amid the untransformed flesh. Fargo thought back to the semi-reptilian guardsmen in England, men genetically augmented to be more than human. The transformed Englishman looked pathetic in comparison to the powerful, graceful, cobra-hooded Naga.
Make your weapons friendly, lads. Muzzles down, but triggers hot. Just a precaution, you understand.
It is understandable. We are strangers indeed. We are obscenely alien to your mammal eyes.
Not completely. I've met others who have transformed themselves, but not as well as you have.
Ah, yes. The Englanders. Strongbow had sent scouts to seek a refinement of his crude process. We greeted them as brothers, but sadly our lost relatives once more were lost. But it is no wonder that our appearance does not panic you.
Fargo glanced back to his millennialist allies.
No, not completely.
Such a shame.
Where the rest of Fargo's party displayed confusion, the millennialist explorer's muscles tensed in anticipation of hell unleashed. Durga took one step forward, and Fargo sidestepped, barely avoiding the slashing rake of unhinging fangs in the Naga's mouth. A spray of fluid then issued from Durga's venom sacs as they squeezed themselves out, disgorging their deadly payloads. Fargo took another step back, holding his whip. The blow would have lacerated any normal man down to the gleaming bloody white bone beneath. It was a fast-draw slash that had split faces open from forehead to chin in the past. Instead, one yellow eye was clamped shut.
Fire!
A dozen millennialists held their faces as venom seared into their tear ducts and mucous membranes, burning like acid. Fargo whirled and bolted into the foliage, realizing that the poison-blinded guards and bearers had been neutralized. Out of his peripheral vision, he could see the sinewy Naga lunging at blinded, agonized humans. Curved knives and distended jaws slashed into pink and brown flesh alike.
Him! Get that miserable ape and drag him before me!
Fargo tried to escape the fight, charging toward the frontier. But the Cobra Hooded Warriors were in hot pursuit of the fleeing archaeologist. Vaulting over roots, rocks, and ruts with the ease of a man who'd run for his life across six continents, Fargo avoided tripping and stumbling. For a moment, the archaeologist was elated that despite their venom and tough scales, they were as fallible and clumsy as any human. Fargo changed course and allowed gravity to drag him down a muddy hillside. He rocketed to the bottom of the slope and sprang into a dead run through a copse of trees. Fargo kept up his frantic pace. He remembered his mental map, visualizing a steep cliff bordering a turgid river. It had forced the expedition to change its course by 5 miles, slowing the trek to a tedious crawl. He remembered that the height of the drop-off was around 40 feet. While he would consider himself likely to catch an instantly fatal bullet, the ideal outcome was a splash in the river, its powerful current carrying him south and away from the serpentine assassins on his tail. On foot, the Naga warriors would not be able to keep up and shoot at Fargo at the same time. The trees thinned out and the ground began to slope. Fargo's mud-caked boots turned into wet slicks, forcing him into an arm-windmilling effort at balance as gravity whipped him into a wild slide. The skid downhill came to a sudden end as Fargo rocketed out into the air over the rolling waters beneath. There was an odd, queasy moment of weightlessness as Fargo sailed to the waters. Just before he knifed into the river, he caught sight of a helicopter coming over the tree line.